Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention to just let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for just letting it be for the next 45 minutes or so as we consciously come into communion with the ground of our being, God in us as us. This morning, my theme for my message is around the old adage, this too shall pass. As I researched, it said it was a Persian adage, although I'm always familiar with it as the kind of the story or the myth behind King Solomon. So let's kick off perhaps with a story and set the pace. And kind of three different versions of this. And it says, there are many stories or folkloric tales about where this saying originated. And it's best known coming from King Solomon, who reigned in Israel from 970 to 931 BC. He was a wise man and was seeking knowledge on how to make a sad man happy and a happy man sad. He requested from his minister, Benaiah, to bring him a ring with these magical powers. Well, Benaiah searched and searched all over for this ring. Most likely the king knew he would never find it. But Benaiah didn't give up. He finally went into the slums of Jerusalem and found a craftsman who worked in metal. The craftsman turned to his grandfather with this odd request, who in turn went into his workshop and appeared with a ring. This gold ring he brought out to the minister to present to the king had this phrase engraved on the inside of the ring, "This too shall pass." When presented to the king, he was dumbfounded. No one thought there could be such a thing that makes you stop in your path, reflect on the past, the present, and the future, and remind you that the state you are in is not going to last forever. A very similar tale is told by Persian Sufi poets Rumi and Faridun Attar. It also ends with a ring cast in gold and rubies, with an inscription on the ring that says, "This too shall pass." The fable reads like this. A young poor scholar is wandering the Maranjab desert and has no place to sleep and eat. A well-off farmer offers this young man shelter and food, but on the day of his departure, when the young man asks about the farmer's kindness and hospitality, his response is, "This too shall pass." Years pass and the scholar visits the farmer, only to find him poor and disheveled, working as a low-grade servant. Floods have come and destroyed his prosperous land. But not to fret, he tells the scholar, "For this too shall pass." The scholar ages and becomes famous and well-renowned in the area and moves back to the Maranjab Desert. The king of the time had recently lost his wife and son during childbirth and was thoroughly depressed, crying himself to sleep every night. He sought out a ring that would cheer his spirits, appease his suffering. People from all over tried to help, but nothing of importance resonated with the king. Then the scholar, now not so young, was sought out to advise the king and perhaps suggest a phrase. Shortly thereafter, a ring appeared from the scholar with a phrase inscribed inside the gold and ruby ring, "This too shall pass." My final little story. There once was a Zen student studying under a great Zen master. The student had trouble learning, and especially meditation came really hard for him. He went to his teacher and said, "My meditation practice sucks. I'm always distracted, can't concentrate, my legs hurt, I keep thinking all kinds of things or just fall asleep. I just can't do it. It sucks." The master looked at him and said, "It will pass." The student went back to his room and kept on trying to meditate. A week later, the student burst into the teacher's room and screamed, "Wow, my meditation is so good now. I feel so in touch with myself, so peaceful, it's great." The master replied, "And this too, it will pass." My friends, this morning I want us to look at the ephemerality of things, the transition, the impermanence, the transient nature of whether we're having good times or bad times, whether we're having incredibly happy times or incredibly challenging times. It's first to be aware that no matter what it is that we are experiencing, it will pass. It's a quote that I shared yesterday by Mokohana. It says, "The wise remind themselves that this too shall pass even when things are good. The foolish only when things are bad." It is the nature of the human experience, no matter what it is that we are having, experiencing, going through, being forced to look at, to understand and recognize that nothing is permanent. Our existence here on this earth, on this planet, is one of impermanence. It's one of transition. We see it so blatantly in nature as we go through the seasons. No one season is permanent in this country. At this moment, I'm sure we're all feeling, experiencing the drop in temperature as we progress towards autumn, the season that so clearly reminds us about letting go. But it is, for me, important to understand, accept, recognize, embrace whatever the human experience we are having at this given time. No matter what we choose to label or how we choose to define or describe it, it too is transitory. It is impermanent. It too shall pass. That has always been one of my favorite phrases to remind myself when I'm going through whatever the challenge or the difficulty is, but also a great reminder that irrespective of whatever fun and joy I may be in the moment, that it doesn't last. It is for every one of us the same. There isn't any one of us that will somehow manage to escape. The Buddha says, let me go to our sacred text. The Buddha says in the Dhammapada, verse 277, "All conditioned things are impermanent. When one sees with this wisdom, one turns away from suffering." The Buddha is reminding us the impermanence and the transitory nature of everything. And when we understand and accept that, we free ourselves from the bondage of suffering, the pain, or the illusion that this is forever. Our second sacred text is from 2 Corinthians 4:17 to 18. "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. The author of that text reminds us that we have to realize and remember that everything that we conceive, feel, touch, experience will pass away. But to remember to focus our attention on that which is unseen, which is eternal, which is spirit, which is the life of God that is in us, as us, experiencing and expressing all that we have and are in this time frame. It is an invitation and a reminder to remember to look beyond all of the things that we are seeing and experiencing and focus and keep our attention on the divine, the unseen, the eternal, the permanent one. It is challenging. I get that. The human experience is one that is going to challenge us from birth to death. But it's recognizing how our thoughts and our preoccupation and with whatever is happening or going on for us and to us that will help us navigate through this. I feel that sometimes the older we get, it's not that life gets easier, it's that life is sometimes becoming more challenging. When we were a baby, learning to walk, we would stumble, we would fall, we would get up. And there would be no remembrance of the fact that we fell down. Or if we fell and hit our head and cried, again, we'd get up and carry on. We wouldn't be holding on to all the times we fell down. We wouldn't be holding on to all the times we hit ourselves, all the times that we were upset. Jesus said that unless we became like a child, we wouldn't see the kingdom. That invitation is to remember that everything we are experiencing, everything that we go through, the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs. Not to hold on to it, not to keep reliving and regurgitating it, not to keep remembering it, but to be as we were when children, letting it go, having the experience and letting it go. The Buddha says that as we recognize the impermanence of everything, we will free ourselves from suffering. Our suffering is always that we hold on, that we remember, that we recall, that we relive, that we regurgitate, that we reenact it. How many times do we re-dramatize when something challenging or painful has happened to us? When we can understand, accept that everything is in a state of impermanence. Everything is ephemeral. That is part of the human experience. And it's in everyone's experience. We can truly move on. Thich Nhat Hanh says it's not impermanence that makes us suffer. What makes us suffer is wanting things to be permanent when they are not. Last night I was out for dinner with one of my oldest, long-standing friends. We worked together some 40-plus years ago. And he just happened to be over from France for a few days and wondered if I was free for dinner. And he's very much a royalist, an absolute lover of the royal family. And he'd been up standing at the St. James's Palace at 7:30 in the morning to see new King Charles and the proclamation. And there he was, dressed in his black attire, looking very dapper. And I said, well, it's incredible that you're actually here at this time. And he said, I'd rather not be. I'd rather she would be living life, our queen, living forever. And I laughed and said, that is not possible. We are organic forms, and organic forms will too pass away. Life is impermanent. The only permanence, or the only permanent thing about us, is the Spirit of God that is in us, as us. That which we have on loan to us for the short time that we are traversing through this thing called life on this planet called Earth. That thing that is permanent, that is in us, that is Spirit, that is God, at the end will return back to its original source. Until the next time we choose to incarnate. Napoleon Hill says, every adversity, every failure, and every heartache carries with it the seed of an equivalent or a greater benefit. I really, truly want us to embrace the transience and the impermanence of everything that we experience. I don't want us to remain somehow feeling victimized when we are going through challenges, or think that somehow we are super-duper blessed because we are having a happy or a good time. It's our attachment and our labeling of these things that causes us pain, that causes us to feel all of this suffering, as the Buddha reminds us. My poem that I want to share with you this morning is entitled, This Too Shall Pass Away, by Santa Wilson Smith. When some great sorrow, like a mighty river, flows through your life with peace-destroying power, and dearest things are swept from sight forever, say to your heart each trying hour, this too shall pass away. When ceaseless toil has hushed your song of gladness, and you have grown almost too tired to pray, let this truth banish from your heart its sadness and ease the burdens of each trying day. This too shall pass away. When fortunes smile and full of mirth and pleasure, the days are flitting by without a care. Lest you should rest with only earthly treasure, let these few words their fullest import bear. This too shall pass away. When earnest labor brings you fame and glory, and all earth's noblest ones upon you smile, remember that life's longest, grandest story fills but a moment in earth's little while. This too shall pass away. When we can accept the impermanence of everything, the impermanence of our life, the impermanence of our experience, the impermanence of whatever it is we are facing, it allows us to be more contented. I believe that part of sometimes our pain and frustration is the hanging on and the wanting things to be the way they used to. But research has found in the field of positive psychology that when we don't allow the things like external things, the external experiences we have, whether it's happy or sad, good or bad, etc., when we don't allow those to define our peace, our contentment, or to think that we need these things in order to be happy. But do the internal things, do the recognizing that peace is an inside job. Happiness, joy is an inside job. That we can cultivate being contented with what we have, no matter what it is. Because we understand and accept that this too will pass. We can more easily accept and be at one-ment with it all. Labia says that impermanence allows people to cope more easily with trying times. If someone comes to the conclusion that life is not permanent and neither is anything in it, like one's partner or children or job or physical capabilities, financial and social status, then one is more likely to react gracefully when something perceived as valuable is taken away. I appreciate the fact that he recognizes that when we can embrace impermanence, that when we lose something that is considered of value to us, we can respond more gracefully. Understanding, accepting, recognizing, aligning, and believing that whatever it is that we are experiencing is transitory, is ephemeral, is impermanent, that it too will pass. As we understand, accept, and recognize these things, irrespective of whatever the experience, we will have peace of mind, contentment in our spirit, and rest for our heart. My science of mind reading is entitled Transformation. The first quote is from Ralph Waldo Trine, who says, "The power of every life, the very life itself, is determined by what it relates itself to." The second quote from Ernest Holmes, "The Power of an Idea." Let us begin to feel that we are worthy of the best we can envision. The author writes, "For one of my classes, a student shared a stunning final project in the form of two visual artworks that symbolized her life before she entered the spiritual path and her journey now. She described her life as one going from thermometer to thermostat. She explained that growing up and well into adulthood, she had simply taken in the messages and situations, that were going on around her, many of which were extremely negative. Her opinion of herself and how she felt from day to day went up or down, depending on the people around her and circumstances in which she found herself. She was not in control of how she felt at that point. When she started on the path of awakening, the lack of control began to shift. She realized that she could decide how she felt and that her own thoughts could create the life she wanted to experience. She was no longer at the whim of others or of chance. Rather than just taking the temperature of what was going on around her, she began to set that temperature, deciding how she wanted to think and feel about herself and her life. I love the analogy that my student made. Control over how and what we think and feel is always ours. And when we recognize that, we have the opportunity to create consciously. That is such an amazing feeling when you get to that point, my student told me. I believe that when we know and accept and believe that this too shall pass no matter what, we move from being a thermometer reacting to being a thermostat, one where we are setting the temperature, setting the way of being, setting the belief of what we will hold on to, setting the acceptance of what will we will allow to rob us of our power, of our joy, of our happiness, of our peace. As we embrace impermanence, as we embrace the transitory nature of everything, we stop responding and reacting, or as the Buddha says, we end our suffering. As our sacred text reminded us, we take our eyes off that which is seen and place it on that which is unseen. We remember that in and through it all, God in us, with us, is right where we are. If you haven't already, I'd like to invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, let us be cognizant that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathing the life-giving, energizing, renewing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. Inhale. Hold. The third and final time, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. As always, we like to honor the body temple that houses the Spirit of God. Our teacher reminded us that, don't you know that your body is the temple of God and that God dwells therein? So we take this time to offer gratitude for the work of our body temple, to affirm and release the emotions that each of the organs store. So place your attention down into your heart, that sanctuary of the soul, the cave of the spirit, and take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work of the heart as it takes in and pumps down the life-giving blood around your body. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in love. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out cruelty. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in joy. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out impatience. Place your attention on your kidneys and your lower back. And acknowledge with gratitude the work of the kidneys as it eliminates the toxic substances from your body. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in gentleness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out fear. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in calmness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out stress. Now place your attention on your liver. It's under the right side of the rib cage, the largest organ within your body that detoxifies the blood and combats infections. Offer up gratitude for this incredible work this organ does, that is self-generating and is the largest within your body. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in kindness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anger. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in generosity. exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out frustration. Now bring your attention to your lungs. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude how your lungs takes in the oxygen from the air and passes it through the bloodstream. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in honesty. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out depression. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in courage. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out sadness. Place your attention on your stomach and acknowledge with gratitude how your stomach stores and breaks down the food so that you can receive the nutrients from it and be energized. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in fairness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anxiety. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in trust. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out worry. And I just want you to take a moment to visualize, starting from the crown of your head, flowing throughout the body, a stream of golden light, renewing, energizing all the cells, tissues, organs, all the way down your arms, your torso, your legs, all the way down to your feet. Let's take a moment to acknowledge all of the systems within this wonderful body temple. The skeletal, the nervous, the respiratory, the muscular, the endocrine, the immune, the cardiovascular, the integumentary, the urinary, the reproductive, the digestive, the circulatory systems. All of these systems operating without you given any conscious direction. This is a sacred body temple that is housing the spirit of the living God in you as you. So now affirm. The divine within me is wholeness. And my mind reflects this wholeness into every organ, every function, every action, every reaction of my physical being, renewing it after the perfect pattern. Christ within me. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. Always you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God, the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, Spirit is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. God is in the good times and the challenging times. The times that we want to remember and the times we wish to forget. Divine beloved, Mother, Father, God, Thou who art the absolute mystery, the unchanging and unchangeable presence that is right where we are. As we come into communion with you this morning, knowing that we are being filled full with the peace that passes all human understanding. Recognizing and remembering that whatever experience we may be going through, that this too shall pass. Whether we call it happy, or glad, or pleasurable, or challenging, or sad, or distressing. Whatever label we humans find to place upon our experiences, let us remember that it is transitory, that it is impermanent, that the only thing that is eternal and permanent is your spirit, the life force, the presence that is right where we are. Let us recognize as we embrace the impermanence of everything, that in spite of whatever it is that we are going through or have happening to us, that your spirit is ever abiding, is ever expressing in and through us as us. That we should take our attention away from that which is seen and place it on that which is unseen, your life within us. We take a moment to hold in our hearts all those that are mourning the loss of their queen or of loved ones, family or friends at this time. We know to be absent in the body is to be present before you. But the human condition is one where we experience grief and sorrow. So we ask that the hearts and minds of all those mourning the loss of family members or loved ones or the queen be comforted. May they experience the peace that passes all human understanding and accept that everything is impermanent, that the human life is ephemeral, that this too shall pass. For the situations that are happening across our globe, be it floods or droughts, wars or famine, you know every condition, every situation, every need, collectively and individually. As we bring it now before you this morning, we ask that your spirit guides and directs each and every one of us, that we may do our part to bring peace here on earth, to bring healing here on earth, to bring acceptance here on earth. Let us come back to the remembrance that we are one kind, humankind, that humanity and all that exists on our planet is our concern. And whatever you put on our hearts to do, let us do it faithfully and unflinchingly. Mother, Father, God, you know the needs of each and every one of us here this morning. Whatever that need might be, I know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So in this moment, we surrender it right here, right now. As always, we give you thanks, we give you glory, we give you praise. And so it is. And so it is. So it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Reach your hands up to the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open and affirm, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrist and affirm. I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our Buddhist reflection. First, our science of mind affirmation. Repeat after me. I know that I am in control.
I know that I am in control
of how I think and feel.
Of how I think and feel
about my life.
About my life.
And I choose to think of.
And I choose to think of
and feel that my life.
I feel that my life
is one of joy.
Is one of joy, beauty,
peace.
Beauty, peace,
and endless growth.
And endless growth.
Our Buddhist reflection. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone. Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I'm at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
My beloved, as we draw towards the close of our Sunday Soul for this week, rumination for the week, Rumi says, the rose's rarest essence lives in the thorns. Just to remind you, we will have our clinic turn on Thursdays, always our midweek prayer top-up, and my closing benediction. May you go into your week with your ears pitched to the sound of God's voice calling your name. May you go into your week with your eyes peeled for the face of Christ in unexpected places. May you go into your week with your soul poised to acknowledge the Spirit of God, the Spirit of peace. May you go into your week embracing the good and the bad, the highs and the lows, and the awareness that this too shall pass. So my closing song is my soul-stirring one for this week. It's by a group called Switch, and it's entitled Symphony. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sometimes it's gotta be, but it's not the sound of me. I'll bring you to my knees. And it's overwhelming, dirty circle going around. It's like everything's crashing down. Still alone when my orbit's gone. And it's only you and me.
Trust you enjoyed that as much as I did. My beloveds, I look forward to joining.